I'd like to invite all the children forward this morning. I have a little banner with me this morning. Can you read what this says? Kaylee, do you know what this says? It says, Alleluia. Alleluia. Hi, Maddie. So we have some special days coming up in the church. This Wednesday is called Ash Wednesday, where if you come to church, I will make the sign of the cross in ashes on your forehead, and I will say, from dust you came, and to dust you shall return. And Ash Wednesday is the first day of the season in the church that we call Lent. Lent lasts for 40 days, except for Sundays, because Sundays are always a special day that we celebrate the resurrection of Jesus and have communion. But one of the things that we do as a church family is that during Lent, we don't say the word Alleluia. So I don't know if you've noticed, but we've already said Alleluia quite a few times in our worship service, and Alleluia means praise God. But during Lent, one of the things that we do as a church and as followers of Jesus is that we fast from certain things. And I was thinking about that word this week. Fast means the opposite of slow, right? You go very, very quickly. But in the church, we have another meaning for the word fast. And it means that we, on purpose, give something up for a little bit. Or on purpose, we stop doing something for a little while. And so in the church, during those 40 days of Lent, one of the things we take a break from for those 40 days is from saying Alleluia, because we are going through a time in Lent where we are getting ready for Jesus' death and ultimately his resurrection. And so on Easter morning, as we celebrate the joy of Jesus rising from the dead, then we start saying Alleluia again. And because we're so happy that Jesus has risen from the dead, and because we're so excited to say Alleluia again, praise God, that we do it with, I think, some extra joy in our hearts. So one of the traditions in churches is on this Sunday, Transfiguration Sunday, you hide, some churches even bury it, but you hide your Alleluia banner. And so I was hoping that you guys could maybe help me find a good place to hide our Alleluia banner for Lent. And then maybe on Easter Sunday, we can remember where we hid it and pull it back out. Maybe if we walk around up here behind the altar, there might be a good place. You wanna come up behind the altar with me? You wanna come up here, Maddie? Or you want to stay there with your baby? Okay, you stay there with your baby. Hey, what about in one of these doors? Would that be a good place? All right, you think if we put it here, you'll remember where it is on Easter? Okay. Okay, let's go sit back down and we can pray. So we're actually going to say Alleluia a few more times in this service. In fact, our sending hymn has lots of Alleluias in it, so we can say it quite a few more times before we pause for 40 days. But thank you for helping me hide that Alleluia. Will you pray with me? Good morning, God. Thank you for today. Thank you for each other. And thank you for our church. Help us as we go into Lent to fast or to take a break from saying Alleluia. Help our hearts and our minds and our bodies prepare for your death and your resurrection. We love you, God. Amen. Thank you for coming up. You may go back to your seats.